Let us pray together. Dear God, we have come before you. You are present with each of us. Though we are scattered around the world, we enjoy the blessing of virtual fellowship of our hearts and souls as we have gathered to worship you. You are present with us, Lord, mysteriously at work in each one of us through our personal difficulties in life. We all have our own personal struggles during this COVID isolation. Let us hear your loving voice, the voice of our Good Shepherd, guiding us through this difficult time. Keep us firmly grounded in you as one leg of the Trinity, so that we may have joy in the stability that only the Trinitarian God can bring. We do not understand why suffering continues, but you are sovereign and see eternally. As we could not have known beforehand that the sufferings of Christ would bring to us forgiveness and an eternity of life with you, we do not yet know what blessings you may bring through this lockdown. Help us to trust you. Rest in your perfect eternal love for us. Hold us close. Refine our faith, Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pause for a moment in personal silence and pray for those near and dear to us. We pray especially for those who are suffering. We pray for Kim, suffering with liver cancer, and Camilla, who is suffering as she rediscovers her place in life. And we lift up Fritz's brother, who is undergoing treatment for cancer. We pray for those many who are grieving the loss of friends and family through death. And we pray for those struggling with the loss of their livelihood. Just as the clouds lifted today in Verbier to reveal the splendor of the mountains, lift the clouds over people's hearts and minds so that they might feel the splendor of your love and gain the hope that only comes from you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Verbier is able to open stores and restaurants tomorrow. Help us, Father, to be wise in our new freedom. We thank you that the COVID virus here has diminished and a new wave of life emerges. We lift those up around the world who still suffer the ravages of this virus. We continue to pray for all leaders in the world as they face the challenges. It is a different type of war we face with this virus. We have just celebrated VE Day, and we thank you for 75 years of peace in Europe. Yet, we are reminded of how evil leadership can be. Continue to expose the evil of self-serving leaders and their policies during this world crisis, so that people may move forward with wise decisions as they choose leadership for the future. And as Ben said, today is Mother's Day in Switzerland. Father God, we thank you for all of our mothers. We ask for special strength to the mothers who are locked at home with their children. We pray you give them peace of mind and heart as they care for their children. Finally, dear Father, we ask that you continue to open the ears of our hearts to hear your call to be your disciples, as did John, Andrew, and Peter. You are the Lamb of God who laid down his life that we might live eternally with you in joy and peace. Amen. Now, gathering our prayers and praises into one, as our Savior has taught us, so we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as we have been